This is Fresh Air. Tomorrow night, the FX series American Horror Story returns with a new edition called Hotel and a new star, Lady Gaga. Our TV critic David Bianculli has a review.
One of the newest trends on TV, and one of the most intriguing, is the season-long anthology drama series. In the golden age of TV, back in the 1950s, anthology series presented a brand new story and cast every week. A lonely butcher named Marty looking for love. Jurors arguing over a verdict in 12 Angry Men. Mannequins coming to life in the Twilight Zone. Then the anthology format all but vanished, except for the rare, noteworthy revival over the past few decades. HBO's Tales from the Crypt, Showtime's Shelley Duvall's Fairy Tale Theater, Nickelodeon's Are You Afraid of the Dark? But over the past few years, something strange has happened. A few television series have begun reinventing and rebooting themselves, presenting shorter seasons of 10 episodes or so, then returning the next year with all new stories and settings, and partly or completely new casts. These new shows are anthology series, except they're starting from scratch each year instead of each week. HBO's True Detective is one of these new-style anthology shows and demonstrates both the appeal and the risk. Season 1 was terrific, largely because its limited number of episodes allowed the show to land Matthew McConaughey and Woody Harrelson as leads. But Season 2, with different stars and a weaker story, suffered so much by comparison that Andy Samberg ridiculed it at this year's Emmys. FX's Fargo, after a great first season, begins Season 2 next week with what looks to be another strong year. And this week, the series that pioneered the new anthology trend, FX's American Horror Story, returns for Season 5. It's titled Hotel and set in one, a lavishly designed, spooky old place with secrets, ghosts, and other scares and thrills behind every door. Previous seasons have been set in a haunted house, an asylum, a school for witches, and a freak show carnival. And all of them have starred Jessica Lange, who won Best Actress Emmy Awards twice for two different roles. She's not back this season. But Kathy Bates, another Emmy winner for one of her several American Horror Story supporting roles, is, with a new role that may turn out to be her best yet on this series. She plays Iris, the hotel reception clerk. And Iris is so surly, sarcastic, and unhelpful, she gives even Basil Fawlty from Fawlty Towers a run for his money as the nastiest innkeeper in TV history. Here she is, welcoming some new guests to the Hotel Cortez in Los Angeles, a pair of young women from abroad who have just arrived, but don't like the look of the place.
You the first time. Reservations?
For us, your hotel is not right. You would please give us back our deposit?
No refunds.
But we need the money for the new hotel.
Welcome to America.
Other actors from the American Horror Story repertory cast are back, also in new roles. And by this point, it's fun to see how differently they will appear and behave. Last season, Sarah Paulson played conjoined twins, both of them. This year, she plays Sally, a combination junkie, punk, and siren. Evan Peters, who has appeared in every incarnation of this anthology series, is back again too, as are repeat players Dennis O'Hare and Angela Bassett. And there are some new additions, including Wes Bentley, Matt Bomer, and, most prominently of all, pop star Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga has replaced Jessica Lange this season as the central focus of American Horror Story. Her character, known simply as the Countess, is bloodthirsty in a literal sense as well as a figurative one. Her stylish ways with her victims, male and female, bring to mind Catherine Deneuve in The Hunger. For much of this year's opener, Lady Gaga glides through without speaking, looking great but saying nothing, like the shimmering star of a silent horror film. She even watches one by going to an outdoor movie in a cemetery where hipster locals picnic near graves while watching Nosferatu. But when the Countess finally does speak, showing a young boy around some of the more hidden parts of her hotel, she makes quite a chilling impact. She's got a slithery, seductive presence that screams evil, even though the actual screaming in this opening hour happens elsewhere.
People aren't supposed to live in hotels.
Well, maybe this place is special. I want to show you something you'll enjoy. We'll only be gone a moment.
I lived in New York many years ago. I loved roaming the streets, devouring the pulse of the city, electrifying. I miss it very much. Did your father give you a choice when it came time to leave?
My dad says I'm not supposed to talk to strangers.
We're not strangers, Lachlan. We're going to be great friends. Here we are.
What's so special about a hallway?
You'll have to tune in and see, but what's behind that false wall knocked me out. The creators of the American Horror Story franchise, Ryan Murphy and Brad Falchuk, sometimes seem to enjoy creating new worlds and shows rather than sticking with them. So sometimes a good start doesn't always result in a satisfying ultimate conclusion, as with their musical series Glee. But the one season length of American Horror Story seems to suit them just fine. And it's impossible to wander through this first hour of Hotel without wondering, with great expectation, just what else is behind some of those doors. For this audaciously designed anthology series, this is the most visually arresting and twisted one yet. And given the history of American Horror Story, that's both a compliment and a warning.
David Bianculli is the founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches television and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, I'll talk with the director and the star of the film Son of Saul. Set in the death camp Auschwitz in 1944, it's about the Sonderkommandos, the Jews who were forced by the Nazis to herd people into the gas chambers, remove the bodies, load them in the ovens, and dump the ashes. Son of Saul won the grand prize at this year's Cannes Film Festival. I hope you'll join us. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Anne Baldonado, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. I'm Terry Gross.